Hello, my name is David, and I'm an alcoholic. I certainly wasn't expecting this tonight. Me and a couple guys decided to come out here for the meeting. They'd never been here before, and Glenn grabbed me outside and asked me if I would speak. So I'm fairly nervous. I'm not going to bore you with my drinking career. I started drinking at 12, and I do qualify as an alcoholic. I've been arrested 23 times. I have two DUIs, and I've been hospitalized several times because of drinking and drugs. The thing I'm going to talk to you about is the last 4 years of my life. At age 39, I woke up on the side of the road having a stroke because of drinking. And I was homeless at the time. And the VA ended up taking me in. And they put me through a comprehensive drug and alcohol program in which I did fairly well at. And from there, I was introduced to AA. They brought AA meetings into the hospital that where we got to meet the people. And I'd never known about AA before. And that was an eye-opening experience for me. I got very involved in the program. My home group is OSG out in Lutz. And I started going into hospitals, institutions, and chairing meetings and carrying the message. But there's some critical things that I didn't do. I didn't do the steps, first of all. I didn't get a sponsor. I worked step one very well, and I worked step 12 very well, and that was about it. And I was able to stay sober for a fairly, good period of time. Actually, when I picked up my one-year anniversary, I spoke at Saturday Night Fever in celebration of my one-year anniversary, and I was the 15-minute speaker there. And I was asked to do a lot of things. I used to chair a meeting at Town and Country Hospital. I used to attend 3333 quite a bit, Sobrenity, and I used to make the rounds. I loved going to meetings, and because they kept telling me, meeting makers make it. And people kept telling me, get a sponsor, you need to work the steps. And I thought, my ego was so big that I thought that the steps weren't for me. Why would I need to work the steps? And why would I need to, find a higher power in God? And why would I need to do an inventory and all these things? And what eventually ended up happening is I put on a facade. And I would go around and tell people that I was sober. And, before I knew it, I was drinking. I tried the marijuana maintenance program for a while as well. And I was still chairing meetings, and I was still doing things, and I was lying to a lot of people. And what happened in a very short period of time is my drinking got a lot worse. That obsession of the mind took over again. And I was drinking and showing up to meetings, and people tried to do an intervention on me a couple times. And then started coming to hospital stays again. I would drink so much that my body would shut down, and I'd end up at the hospital again detoxing. And then I'd get sober again for a little while, and I'd try to get back in the program. And then one thing that I've noticed over the last couple of years is that the only people that stuck by my side during this time, it wasn't my family or anybody else, it was the people in AA. They're the ones that came to visit me in the hospital. They're the ones that made sure I got back to meetings and took care of me. And this went on for a couple of years until about a year and a half ago. And then it just, I found out that I had a daughter that I didn't know about. And that really threw me for a loop. And I went on a year run that took me into some very dark places that nearly killed me. This last Christmas, I tried to kill myself, and I ended up overdosing and back in the hospital again. The thing that I've come to realize is that this disease will kill you. It will kill me. I know that now. It's brought me to the point where, I finally have asked for help. I was too scared to do it before. I mean, I was always forced into a program where I was sent to the hospital or sent to this program, but I was forced to ask for help this time. I spent 7 days in the ICU, and when I got out, the doctor suggested that I should go to the Salvation Army, which is where I'm staying at now. Today I have 38 days clean and sober. And I'm trying to do things a little differently this time. I've got a sponsor. We just started working on step one. And, you know, admitting that I'm powerless and my life is unmanageability is a given. I live in a homeless shelter for men. So, I mean, there's no question about that. But I do have to say, it's an excellent program and it's very spiritual. The thing that I think I was lacking before was the fact of finding a higher power. And it's a very Christian-based program, which it gives me the opportunity to, you know, and this time I actually got on my knees and I begged God to help me. The thing I've always heard is there's three prayers that we do. One is, God, help me. And I think that we've all done that, especially if you're in a program like this. The other one is, God, give me. We always want something, God to give us something. And the one that I've never used is, God, use me. Use me today. And, you know, when you're around 150 other men who are going through the same struggles that you are, it makes it at times difficult, but it's also very rewarding to be able to assist other men in this process. There's some other things that they provide there with Bible studies as well as meetings, and a couple of the groups, 301 House and other groups, bring AA meetings into the... as a matter of fact, we had Blair from YPG up there last week doing an AA meeting, which was pretty awesome. And so it gets everybody involved. So, you know, the things that I'm going to do differently this time is I'm actually going to take suggestions. And my ego's always been so... I used to think when I came to AA meetings, number one, that, you know, I was always see old people around. And that's why one of the reasons we decided to come to the young people's group, because it's about young people, you know. I'm not too young anymore. I'm 42 now. But, you know, and I used to be scared of the fact that, you know, it was a bunch of old men sitting around drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. But it's that's not what AA is about anymore. And, you know, I'm coming to realize that. I've actually, since my sponsor has come back, I've actually started calling him, which is something I never did before, you know. Whenever I'd get that urge to go drink, I would just go and drink. And I never took the opportunity to call other people and ask them for help and ask for their assistance, you know, to guide me, you know, through those struggles that I was having. And the main thing that I think I'm doing now is I'm learning to be honest. I have a hard problem not only being honest with other people, but just being honest with myself. And I've hated myself for a very long time. I you know, that the thing they talk about being an egomaniac with an inferiority to complex is something that I struggle with. But, you know, and they talk about the how, you know, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, you know, and honesty is the key thing for me. And, you know, I'm very happy. I didn't want to be alive 38 days ago. But I'm happy that I am. This is something that I've struggled with for a very long time. And I'm not doing it for my family anymore. I'm not doing it for my kids. I've suddenly come to the realization that I need to do this for myself. And I really don't know what else to say, but I'm glad that I'm here, and thank you guys for letting me share.